one of my favorite verses, which I would like to read. And Anapokashala is encouraging us that we should memorize and contemplate the meaning of the following words. The things that we normally see in dreams do not exist. This proves that the things we normally see when awake, while awake, do not exist. Why? Since both of these things are equally mistaken appearances. I will never grasp at the things that I normally see, but just be satisfied with their mere name. By doing this, I will liberate myself permanently from the suffering of this life and countless future lives. In this way, I will be able to benefit each and every living being every day. So this is in reality the whole path to liberation and enlightenment. In these few lines. So we can understand, and I think we would agree, the things that I normally see in dreams do not exist. Yeah, do you agree? Even if we have a very, very vivid dream and we have been crying or maybe even, I don't know, sweating and so forth, we wake up. And the moment we wake up, we think, oh, good, it was just a dream. It was just a dream. And we relax. We relax. We are not searching for the thief, or we are not searching for an elephant in our room when we dreamt about an elephant. We just wake up and realize it was a dream. Yeah, so where do dream things exist? What is it? Where do they exist, dream things? From your own experience? In your room? Hello? Within our own mind. Nowhere else. Nowhere else. Okay. So then Buddha continues saying, this proves that the things we normally see while awake do not exist. How this? At the first part we were agreed. Second part, So, very important. Since both of these things are equally mistaken appearances. Both equally mistaken. They are mere appearances to the mind. It's very, very powerful. Very clear. And I think just contemplating destroys a certain level of ignorance. Thinking, believing, grasping at things that I normally see and experience. Yeah, normally we think, always, things do exist outside of my mind. We grasp at them. We think they really do exist. Independent of my own mind, I have nothing to do with COVID. That's what we think. We don't even know where it is. We can't see it. But definitely nothing to do with me. It's a mere appearance to our mind. It doesn't exist anywhere else. Like everything else. Please keep an open mind. Be patient with these teachings. We gently go through a little bit and deepen our understanding. But I think if you have an open mind, we begin to, like, I don't know if this is right, we begin to smell liberation. Oh, that could be the solution to all my problems. Because everything we have tried until now has never solved our problems, really. Yeah, we have tried so many things. Hasn't solved our problems, and we have not found what we have been seeking for. Looking for but not finding what? Liberation from suffering and problems and pure and everlasting happiness. We haven't fulfilled this wish. So if we have an open mind, if we have certain faith in Buddha and in his teachings, then we begin like to see a light. Okay, so if the solution is within my own mind and it's clear, I can purify my negative mind, I can purify my negative potential. So we have understood this like in the courses about karma and then the purification course. We can purify all our negative potentialities we already carry within our own heart, within our own heart, within our own mind. We can purify. And we can identify, reduce, and eliminate all our negative minds, states of mind, our delusions. Yeah, so temporary, we need to control our mind. Yeah. Abandon negative actions, controlling our delusions, purifying negative karma, and we can develop pure minds, engaging in pure actions. And then finally, we can fulfill this deepest longing for true and lasting happiness. Yeah? So this is like the key. Things I normally see in dreams do not exist. This proves that the things while awake do not exist, since both of these things are equally mistaken appearances. Mistaken, the mistake is that I grasp. The mistake is that I believe they do exist. The things, the people, everything out there. This is mistake. And therefore, everything through this mistake or self-grasping ignorance, through this mistake, I perceive everything in a mistaken way. But I can get rid. I can get rid of this mistake. That's the point. There's a clear explanation how we can eliminate this mistaken appearance, and we can gain pure appearance.